How's it going, everybody? Born AK Hog here, the last day in the Mile High City, but this was a big one tonight, Friar Faithful. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the San Diego Padres postgame show. Why not us? Let's get a round of why not us is in the chat. I cannot scream. I got people sleeping, but I got to give you guys the postgame show because how the heck did we win this game? Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. Brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Padres fans, happy Friday. How are we doing? By the way, we got some Why Not Us merchandise coming out very soon. We got to get y'all. The Padres are now 29-16. Luke Voit delivers when he had to the most. I mean, guys, Luke Voit with a massive three-run jack. We have so much to discuss, too, on the San Diego Padres-Pittsburgh Pirates postgame show. How is it going, everybody? My name's Borna, a.k.a. Ha here. What a game. I mean, Sean Manaea had seven innings, three earned runs. But everybody, the story of the day, by the way, Diamondbacks are threatening. The story of the day was the man, the myth, the legend, Luke Voit, who we've been hating on all year, delivered when we needed to most. Padres down 3-0, bottom of the sixth, two outs, two strikes, down to their final strike of the rally, and Luke Voit says, hello. It's been a really rough year for Luke Voit in San Diego, everybody. It's been a very, very rough year for Luke Voit in San Diego, but this team continues to find ways to win baseball games. Welcome to the live stream show, everybody. I'm your host, Borna, AK Hog. Remember, I am still in the Rocky Mountains. I will be back to sunny San Diego, okay? I will be back to sunny San Diego starting tomorrow, so I cannot scream. I can't go crazy, but everybody, where's everybody tuning in from on this fine Friday night? Are you serious? How did we win this baseball game, guys and girls? How did we win this baseball game? We're going to get into the postgame recap. We got to talk about Sean Manaea. We got to talk about Nabil Crismat. I have no idea how this glorious baseball team was able to find a way to win this baseball game. They win 4-3. They had seven hits to the Pittsburgh Pirates is four. Sean Manaea and Jose Quintana went toe for toe. Quintana was better than his final line, but he went 5 1/3, actually earned zero earned runs, four strikeouts. Manaea, the workhorse himself, seven innings pitched, four hits, three earned runs, and five strikeouts, everybody. We got to talk about Manaea. We got to talk about this offense. I think this game is really masking a big, big problem, which is the San Diego Padres offense. Drew, with the constant W's lately, big win, travel safe back to Cali. Drew, we are so – let's get some W's, everybody, for Drew being health-free in the chat. Let's get some W's for Drew being health-free, feeling great, feeling fine, supporting the Hogwatch. Hey, Drew, you're healthy, my man, and we got your back. Thank you so much for the $20 holla and your support of the channel, man. Big win tonight, Drew. A big win tonight, Drew. Travel safe back to Cali. 100% will, everybody. And if you're like, Hog, what are you talking about? What is this health? You know, we have a community, everybody. Welcome to the Hogwatch. We have so much to discuss in today's postgame show. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin. Make sure you go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. We are three members away from 600 members of the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. Remember, if we hit 4,000 subscribers as well, we will be giving away a Nabil Crismat jersey on June 10th if we hit it. And I'm announcing my Manny Machado bobblehead award winner very, very soon. I did forgot to tell you guys, again, this is for my YouTube audience as well. By Monday, May 30th, we will be announcing the giveaway to the Manny Machado bobblehead winner. Here are the rules to enter. Like and retweet this tweet. Follow Hog on Instagram right here at the Hogwatch. And last but not least, subscribe to the Twitter and you will be entered into a Manny Machado bobblehead winner. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the postgame show. How did we win this game? Let's get into this postgame recap. We have so much to discuss from tonight, guys. It was one of those nights, everybody, where we were going to panic. Let's be real, everybody. It was such a frustrating night. Listen, Sean Manaea was solid again tonight, but here it is. He allowed the home run to Brian Reynolds off the changeup in the first inning. He allowed two more runs to the Pirates in the fourth after Castillo doubled to left, Josh Van Meter and Ben Gamel scored, and it was 3-0 Pirates. But here's the MO with Sean Manaea all year long. He's been very, very solid. I know the ERA is slightly over four, but let's be real, everybody. He's been a workhorse. Seven innings pitched, three earned runs, about hovering around that four ERA. The issue is this Padres offense has been awful. And let's be real, everybody, they've still been awful tonight. It was singles galore all night long for the San Diego Padres. And how, chat, were we panicking or what? Let's be real. Were we panicking or what heading into this game? I even told everybody in the Discord I was going to rage tonight. I was going to rage tonight if this didn't go our way. I mean, we take a look. Profar was 1-for-2. Hosmer quietly just continuing to bounce back from that slump. All right, Machado had the 2 walks. Myers had the hit. Voit had the biggest hit of the night. Cronenworth had some tough at-bats. He had a big base hit, though. The thing is, there wasn't many extra base hits. It was just that big time splash. But chat, but I'm telling you guys, sometimes, and I don't want to be a negative Nancy, sometimes these wins are bad because they mask a problem. They continue to give us negative feedback that Fernando Tatis Jr. potentially may be the only force needed for the San Diego Padres. Do you understand what I'm saying? My biggest concern is that AJ Preller may be like, you know what? We continue to win games. We may not need Fernando. We may not need to trade for another bat. It's just once we get Fernando Tatis Jr. back, the Padres will be A-OK. That is one of my biggest concerns right now for the San Diego Padres because, oh my God, they need more than one bat. Because right now, guys, they're not getting any kind of power production right now. It's just Luke Voit who just hit a big-time hanging slider today. Nevertheless, everybody, I showed it once, and I will show it again. Of Luke Voit having a big blow, and the biggest moment of the Padres night was this hanging slider to Luke Voit. And here it is, everybody. After that, it's tie game. But Will Myers, the Padres, the late surging Padres, come through in the eighth inning, everybody. And that was that. It was one of those games where here it is, everybody. Here's the Will Myers play to win it. This is the winning hit for the Padres. 3-3, bottom of the eighth. I'll tell you this about Will Myers, everybody. Again, welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. No audio on the Twitter videos. That's weird, man. That's weird. I'll go ahead and fix that maybe. But here's the biggest thing. I don't know why, okay? I don't know why Will Myers has been really, really clutch. He's been really, really clutch so far this year. That big hit in San Francisco, the big hit tonight. Listen, we may not be slugging, but I'll tell you, we have had timely hits. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres postgame show. And last but not least, everybody, Taylor Rogers has been absolutely, positively nails for the San Diego Padres. So now, guys, I haven't given you an updated Hogwatch Top Hogs tally board. Here it is. You're not going to see anything really from tonight that changes these tally boards, but I updated for the last few days since I was traveling and moving around. Luke Voit, no doubt about it, your Top Hog of the night. And I got to go back to being strict and only giving it to one. I could give it to Shaman Naya, but there is no doubt about it that game 45 of this season, the Padres are 29-16. By the way, everybody, which is a fantastic record, your Top Hog of the night is 110% Luke Voit. Now, so here's our updated tally boards. Manny Machado sits at the top. I gave Eric Hosmer one of the Top Hog while we were gone. I believe it was the game yesterday. Ha-Sung Kim's in third base. And here's how your Top Hog Hogwash tally boards are starting to form out. As we approach, guys, now we're getting closer to the one-third mark of the season so far. Again, if you're new to the post-game streams, everybody, smash the like button, all right? Smash the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Okay, subscribe to the YouTube channel. By the way, you say give it to Nabil Chrismat. I do want to mention that Nabil Chrismat was really, really good tonight. And I think Nabil Chrismat is officially the setup man for the San Diego Padres. He officially could be the setup man for the San Diego Padres. They brought him in over Luis Garcia, which is absolutely freaking crazy. Okay, so subscribe to the channel. Speaking of Nabil Chrismat, if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, I will be giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey. We got some new emojis coming out. I got some Hogwatch merch coming out. I'm pumping it out. I make sure I'm giving you guys the good stuff that we want. Let's get one more round of Why Not Us's in the chat. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin, but hey, big-time honorary mention to Sean Manaea. I mean, 7 innings, only 4 hits, 3 earned runs. A little high on the walk rates at 3 walks, but Sean Manaea was also really, 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 really good tonight. Again, here's your updated Hogwatch Top Hog tally board standings of the night. I don't know what we should do for a hog wash. Should we do a hog wash, Chad? I mean, I'm trying to look at it. It's just the offense collectively was pretty bad tonight. There wasn't one batter who was bad because Luke Voit had two strikeouts. It could be Jake Cronenworth, man. It could be Jake Cronenworth for the top hog wash of the night. Again, welcome to the San Diego Padres, Pittsburgh Pirates postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog. Again, if you're new to the channel, we have this top hog wash graphic where we talk about the best San Diego Padres and the worst San Diego Padres. Luke Voit has a top hog award, but he is not in the top eight of this channel. He's not in the top eight of the season. And guys, it's Jake Cronenworth, right? Do we give out a hog wash? I'm leaving this up to chat. Should we give the hog wash to Jake Cronenworth? I mean, he had the hit, but he had some awful at-bats yet again tonight, Chad. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it, Chad. I feel like I have to give the hog wash to Cronenworth. I mean, he comes in situations, and it's just not good. And listen, I'm trying to be biased here. I'm trying to be on your guys' side, but this is what I've been saying all year long. This is what I've been saying about it. Nevertheless, everybody, that's your post-game recap. San Diego Padres, Pittsburgh Pirates, Friday, May 27th. For my YouTube audience, smash the like button, subscribe. I hope you enjoyed your recap for under 10 minutes. And thank you so much for watching. Brought to you by betonline.ag. Peace. All right, stream. How we doing, man? Guys, listen, welcome to the live stream. Now I can engage with everybody in the chat. Let's get one more roll call where I'm seeing it. Where's everybody tuning in from on this fine Friday evening? We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin. Sky, by the way, can you guys hear the audio now if I did this? Do you guys hear that audio now? So let me know. But guys, it's very important. It's very important that we discuss that Cronenworth is having lots of problems at the plate. And again, his strikeout rate is well over 20%. We need to get that guy down to 15% where Cron is starting to get well. Thank God at least he's really good in the field. Pony says Imperial Beach, Nate Temecula, Tampa, Scottsdale. I love it. North County, El Cajon, Queens. Woo. Staying up late, New York represent. His defense was incredible, but the show with strikeouts and runners was very bad. He had a hit, but he just isn't looking comfortable still. Listen, the defense is awesome for Jake Cronenworth, Sky. We know that. We've been discussing that. But man, it's not only the tough at-bats, guy. It's the tough at-bats with runners in scoring position. It's the tough at-bats in big-time situations in the baseball games. So that's why it's really concerning, man. And listen, I'm all for Jake Cronenworth. I want him to make it on this chart. I want him to, but it's just been a struggle. It's just been a grind. Cano provides nothing on the field. I thought it was a great pinch hit opportunity, Brent, to pinch hit Robinson Cano. I thought he had a good at-bat. He just guessed wrong on that final pitch of the AB. He thought it was off-speed. They cheesed him right down Broadway. Again, we're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the postgame show. We hear from Luke Voit. Guys, can we hear this? Can you guys hear this audio?
And slugging, and it felt to get that, you know, kind of off the back, and you know, got the boys rolling back into the game, and you know,
Will, can you guys hear that?
Late in that situation,
you look pretty fired up coming in. I was a little worried about
weird. I don't know why we're not hearing that. That's weird, man. I don't know why we're not hearing that. I guess I'll have to figure that out. Oh, barely, kinda. Oh man, I don't know why. You're not wrong. Kim also grounded into a double play in the second inning. All right, let's hear from Luke Voit, everybody. Let's hear from Luke Voit then. Let's hear from Luke Voit on the Padres postgame show, man. I want to hear from Lukey. I want to hear what Luke has to say. So this is a big one, guys. Man, I cannot wait to get back to San Diego as well.
I know. You know, I've been struggling a little bit, and it's I've been working my butt off, grinding, you know, trying to get right, and you know, I got a little fired up for that, so I got to keep them coming.
Understandable. Hey, can we talk about the at-bat just a little bit? It looked like they came with a fastball inside on you right there. Are you still hunting fastball at that point, or are you looking a little bit out over after they came hard in?
Yeah, he was throwing sinkers in. He threw me a split, and I knew eventually he's going to go with slider. His percentage on his slider is, you know, pretty high, so, you know, they got the pitch I was looking for, so it was good.
Nothing's been easy for you guys this year. It seems like even though you're racking up the wins, they're all close. You guys have a nice comeback.
No doubt.
Tonight. What kind of character?
Big one, guys. Let's get some W's.
Well, these you know, make us, you know, when we get in the playoffs in October. And it's a big win of these games. Obviously, it'd be nicer if we didn't have to play so many close games. But it just shows you the grittiness. You know, guys are coming up big, you know, drawing walks, getting big hits in big situations. And it's good to get back on a winning note, you know, after last year's.
Great job by Sean Manai tonight as well.
Yeah, he kept us in the game. You know, he had another quality start. Here and, you know, tip your cap. He kept going back out there.
Chat, Manaea has been so underrated all season long, chat. It's just crazy. Isn't it crazy how underrated Sean Manaea has been? Listen, chat, I honestly want to ask y'all, what are your thoughts so far on Sean Manaea this year? What are your thoughts? We look at that 4 ERA, but he's exactly what you want in kind of a middle-of-the-rotation guy. Now, I wouldn't give him the ball in game one, but to give you 7 innings, 3 earned runs, guys, Sean Manaea, we are spoiled with our starting pitching to the point where y'all don't understand how important Sean Manaea is for this baseball team. So I'm not trying to speak for everybody, but Sean Manaea is so important for this baseball team right now. I'm glad we have him. He's an innings eater. He's a horse. And you're going to get frustrated. He's not going to be the best pitcher, but he's always going to give you quality starts. He's always going to give you quality starts. Classic Hog W for the best Western stream. Bro, I'm telling you, I got to grind. By the way, guys, I have a car update as well. For you, for those of you guys who don't know, I flew to Colorado to buy a car. I get the car, and then the salesman literally did not tell us that the car, well, he knew the car was recalled for a seatbelt issue, but thought he can get away with it. The manager screwed him. They're not allowing us to give us the car. So the salesman may get fired, and now I cannot take the car. So they're literally buying me flights back to San Diego for the inconvenience. Now I'm screwed. I don't have a car. So if anybody has a car, let me know. I'll rent it off you. It's an absolute slugfest. But hey, I still had to watch the Padres game during this barn burner. This is life, everybody. It's a grind, and I'm trying to work on it. It's tough. But at least Luke Voit made my tough last few days a little bit better. And Luke Voit's going to say, Hog, you know, it could be tough. But I have a question. Why not us, though? Why not us? Why not us? Why not us? I cannot wait to show you guys this merch. It's going to be sexy. Y'all want some quarter zips? It's coming, baby. Appreciate y'all again. This is such a great win. We are going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. You know what? Let's hear from Bo Mel the skipper right now, shall we?
So it was nice to be able to reward him on a Friday night and, you know, really didn't do a whole lot there for 5 innings and, you know, kind of felt like, you know, last couple games where we were a little dormant offensively.
A little.
But that just goes to show you, you stay with it, you get a couple guys on base, and one swing of the bat from a guy like Luke can completely turn the game around, and that's what happened.
Obviously, the hits by Luke and Will are big for the team, but also important for those players as well.
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, you know, we have, these guys have excelled before. We just, you know, we've been a little bit down across the board offensively, but, you know, as long as you're winning games, finding a way to win some games, you know that at some point in time, most every one of these guys are going to come around. So I still think I'm pretty much an optimist that we have our best work ahead of us as far as the offense goes.
Nice gutsy performance by Manaea tonight to stay in there.
Yeah, it was, you know, stay out there for 7 innings, get a big out in the, you know, bottom of the seventh, a little bit of a decision.
By the way, chat, these are ugly wins, but these wins are so important. So important. Even when the team's not playing well.
Going to make their, excuse me, top of the seventh. But, you know, we haven't scored a ton for him here recently, and now all of a sudden he's behind 3-0, and any misstep after that, he's probably out of the game. To be able to get through the seventh and now, you know, put yourself in a good position there, you know, with only 2 innings to go, having to use 2 guys, it worked out pretty well. So he had to
smash the like button, people.
He basically had to be perfect there for the last 3 innings.
Nabil continues to earn your trust.
He does. You know, lefties too. You know, it's a little bit of a, you know, decision sometimes with him. He's been able to get lefties out with the off speed, whether it's changing curve. And, you know, you look up and he's got a, what, 1-1 ERA or something like that. You know, it's when you perform, you're going to make your own reps. And he's done that.
Guys, it's unbelievable. It's not like it was going to be a righty-righty. I mean, guys, Krizmat comes in to literally face lefties. Guys, the confidence right now, I'm going to say it again, the confidence that this team has right now in Nabil Krizmat, he is literally just overridden Luis Garcia to be the team setup man. Chat, let's listen to that. That is unbelievable. The lowest leverage guy in this bullpen now has such a filthy changeup. He's hitting 93. I know, Sky, we were talking about it. He usually sits at 89, 90. He hit 94 in Atlanta. He hit 93 today, guys. He is rocking. He is confident. His release point, he is looking like that. He may potentially be the setup man for the San Diego Padres. And a lot of you guys may ask, Hogg, why the hell are you giving away a Chrismat jersey if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th? Well, I'll tell you this. Whoever wins that Chrismat jersey, if we hit 4,000 by June 10th, I'm telling y'all, y'all need to push that subscribe button, turn on those post bell notifications, because we're getting closer. That is going to be the sexiest jersey at Petco Park. I did not see one person wearing a Bill Chrismat jersey. I did not see one person wear it. So if you win that Hogg jersey, I'm going to buy one with you, whoever wins it. We're hearing from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show.
Luke Voit of the last, say, six games, is that, and then with the homer tonight, is that about what you would expect from him? Some of those at-bats are not going to look very good, but he's going to run into a couple.
Well, he's going to run in more than a couple, but I think using the whole field is going to be big for him, too. We saw him shoot a ball over to right the other day. You know, he has power to right center field. You know, in Yankee Stadium, right center field was kind of a sweet spot up there. So it's just a matter of tracking the ball a little bit deeper, seeing it a little bit longer. And that's why, you know, he got the barrel on a breaking ball, you know, that the home run at bat. So, you know, when you're struggling, you want to swing. You want to swing a lot. You want to swing your way out of it. Sometimes, you know, you try a little easier, let the ball travel a little bit farther, especially with the power that he does have to right center field. So hopefully it's a springboard for him.
How valuable is that trait that Sean has to give up, have a bad inning or give up a big hit and then just battle?
Yeah, I think just all part of his personality.
Guys, I'm not going to lie.
We made fun of Kevin Acey last year for his questions. That's a really good question, because one thing I've noticed with Sean Manaea versus a pitcher like Blake Snell is what? Here's something that I've noticed. With Blake Snell, if he gets rocked in an inning, you notice that Snell gets mentally frazzled. You notice those kind of things. But with Sean Manaea, the dude can allow six runs in the first, and he's going to come out with that swagger, that confidence, and that moxie to really have a great second. He is very strong up here, and that's very important for your starting pitchers to have that trait. Again, we're hearing from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show, wrapping up his thoughts on Sean Manaea's great traits.
You know, he just lets it go and goes out in the next inning and, you know, just does his thing and doesn't let it snowball on him. So, you know, you get the home run in the first and then you give up a two-run double. And now all of a sudden, like I said, you're a hitter away from coming out of the game if, you know, it starts to snowball on you a little bit, but he did anything but. And the next thing you know, he gets us through seven innings. And
there it is, everybody. Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres postgame show. Again, everybody, subscribe to the channel. Follow me on Instagram at the Hogwatch. They're going to make me log in, of course. But we let you know when we go live after every single San Diego Padres game. And there we go, everybody. How did we win this game? Come on, chat. Chat, let's go. Chat, we just won this game. Let's throw away everything from my live stream so far. How did we win this game? This is such a game where we lose. The Padres are going to go on a three-game losing streak. It's going to get worse. We are going to blow up this offense. I was literally ready to go ape shit on this team. I was so ready. I was so ready. And here's my one point why I think. Great statistic. This is the first game the Padres have won when being down three runs at home all year long. I'm going to tweet that right now. This is the first game the Padres have won when being down by three runs at Petco Park this year. I'm telling y'all. And they just faced the best pitcher they will all series. But I'm telling y'all, we still need to discuss this offense. There is still a big, big cause of concern right now. Now, Chad, I want to ask y'all. One being Hogg, relax, not at all. To 10 being Hogg, we could be in some deep shit here. How concerned are you with the San Diego Padres offense right now? Where do we stand on this San Diego Padres offense right now? Again, welcome to 170 of y'all in this live stream. If you're new to this Hogwatch, please subscribe to the channel. Turn on those post bell notifications. You subscribing before June 10th helps us give away a Nabil Chrismat jersey. If we hit 4K by June 10th, smash the like button. And it's brought to you by betonline.ag. We have tens, nines, only a 5, 8. Sky, I want to hear from you what your concern level is with this offense. I'm at about a high 7-5. I mean, guys, let's be real right now. We got no production. We literally won this game from a swing. The only truly, really great offensive ending was that eighth inning. And Machado, guys, remember, this was a huge at-bat. Machado fought hard in that eighth inning. He was down 0-2. Again, everybody, this is a very important part of this game, and it's a small part, but it's an important part that we should talk about. Manny Machado was down 0-2 in the count. First at-bat in the eighth inning. He grinds it out. He works out the at-bat all the freaking way to a full count. And he draws a walk. Big time. Big time. Big time. And Eric Hosmer, everybody, quietly. Remember, Eric Hosmer quietly was at 319, slumping. Two hits on Wednesday for Haas. Two hits today for Haas. The biggest thing is when you can see those guys slumping a little bit, but then they're able to kind of get it back and have these big games as a response. That's very, very important. Again, everybody, we have our updated top hog and hogwash standings of the year so far as well. Here's where we stand. Manny Machado sits at the top, but Manny Machado seems like he could be starting to go, you know, maybe starting to slump a little bit. I guess we'll see. Renee, welcome to the channel. I hope you're new. I hope you subscribe to the channel. And guys, if you're new to the channel, here's a tally board that we show to everybody, the top hogs and hogwash awards. Manny Machado sitting up at top, no doubt at 10. Hosmer had a top hog yesterday. There it is. Danzo saying, you guys are forgetting this National League West has 4 teams that have winning records, that Central has 2 East and 1, they'll be fine. Sure, but I really buy that the Padres are going to be the second best team in this division, if not make a run to beat the Dodgers. But the Dodgers are in their own league of their own right now. Eric Hosmer at second place, Ha-Sung Kim. What are your thoughts, everybody, on Ha-Sung Kim's performance lately? I want to understand your general thoughts. And again, for tonight, Luke Voit was your top hog of the night, okay? And guys, you don't want to hear this, but Jake Cronenworth has the worst score out of any Padre on this team this year, at -4. Grisham's at -3. I kid you not, guys. According to the top hog, hogwash graphic, Jake Cronenworth has been the worst Padre. Now, it's probably Trent Grisham, but that's not great to hear. Jake Cronenworth now at -4, okay? Now, Luke Voit has a huge top hog day. I know he had a lot of the hog washes early on in the year. And I think last Luke Voit, his last top hog was game 32 of the year against the Chicago Cubs. So now with Luke Voit, I'm trying to take a look at this aggregate score. He was at -1. It's looking like now that Luke Voit is got back over water, he is at a 0 of the year. So again, Cronenworth's aggregate score is -4. Voit aggregate score is 0. I want to see Cronenworth make it on this tally board, but not right now. But it's crazy. I know he has the lowest score on the San Diego Padres, and it's tough to see. Luke, I am your Padre. Ooh, I kind of like that. Dalton, it also seems like you're new to the channel, man. I hope you subscribe, join the hogwash to all my new viewers. Luke, I am your Padre. Did we just find something here? I know the yours not spelled correctly, but very, very, very cheeky of you, mate. Again, everybody, welcome to the San Diego Padres postgame show. You know, I don't really know. You know, I want to ask you guys this, chat. What is one word to describe how you feel after this win tonight? Give me one word. I don't know what it'd be for me. You know, it's wow. It's wow. Hey, Troy. Shh. Why not us, Troy? Why not us? I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Luke, I am your father. Should we get those on shirts? Flustered. Juan Soto. That's two words. Lucky. Yeah, very lucky. But we've been winning a lot of lucky games tonight. Thankful, Jason. Welcome to the live streams, man. I know you comment a lot, but welcome to the show. Confidence building. I don't know, man. This offense is very, very, very concerning, chat. It is very, 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 and I'll say it one more time, very concerning of an offense for me by the San Diego Padres. But hey, wins are wins. Remember, they're resilient. They battled. They scrapped. They clawed. Here's my Instagram. I also want to show you guys. We are also on Apple Podcasts. Unbelievable, right? We are now in a podcast format. Look at all these great ratings. How's it going? We are on Spotify. We are on TikTok. And of course, where I'm active the most, follow me on Twitter at The Hog Watch. We're letting you know when we go live on all the post-game shows. Give Hogster a follow. Here's me posting TikToks after games. And we are also actually streaming on Twitter right now. How heinous is that, everybody? But man, we take a look at the box score tonight. Let's take a look at where these batting averages are. Profar 213. Guys, these are some pretty low batting averages on this Padre team right now. I mean, Austin Nola's 212, Cano's at 169, Grisham's at 157, Kim's at 215, Cronenworth's at 212, Voit's at 205. Congratulations to Luke Voit. You are back over the Mendoza line, and Jurickson Profar is at 213. You guys want to take a look at the Padres' offensive numbers this year, okay? The Padres are 26th in home runs, okay? Listen to this, everybody. Here where the Padres stand after tonight's victory. They are 26th in home runs with 32 home runs. They are 23rd in batting average at a 231 clip. They are 14th in on-base percentage at a 312, okay? They are 190 in runs scored at 16th, okay? They are 26th in slugging percentage, okay? But the rotation, they are number 8 in ERA. They are 3rd in batting average against at 217. And WHIP, they are 1.13, 6th in the major leagues. It's pretty simple. They are falling to being one of the worst teams in slugging in baseball, but the offense being down this year, the balls being, you know, more humidified and not being able to go as part of out of the park, it's unbelievable. Guys, even just use the Luke Voit home run as an example. Listen to this. Listen to this. When you guys saw that Luke Voit home run, we all knew it was gone. We all knew it was gone. But chat, it kind of barely went out. I mean, it was 384 feet. It felt like 440 feet. They've really juiced these balls. So by the way, chat, I want to ask y'all, is the way the San Diego Padres are winning sustainable? Is the way the San Diego Padres are winning, is it sustainable? So again, Padres ranks, okay? Padres ranks. Home runs. Home runs with 32 total, okay? Slugging percentage. I'm literally writing this as a tweet. If you look at the Padres in slugging percentage, okay? They are 26th at .3354. And last but not least, okay, at batting average, okay, batting average, 23rd at .231. Padres are 29-16. Amazing pitching. Is this sustainable? That's the million-dollar question. Is this sustainable? I don't know. I have no idea if this is sustainable. Yes, sir, Greasy. The balls are dying. I just don't know. Guys, I really don't know. And here's another question. Is getting Fernando Tatis back sustainable? Is that enough? Because let's be real, everybody. Let's be real. Let's be honest. We were one hanging slider away from panicking tonight on stream. Let's all be real here. Call it an overreaction or not. We were one hanging slider away. I don't care if even if the loss they'd be 20-17, we'd be panicking a little bit because they are just really looking lost at the plate right now. But hey, the pitching's been great. And when you really look at it, has Sean Manaea been our worst starter with Nick Martinez? I mean, Musgrove's been better. Darvish has been better. Gore's been better. Musgrove has been better. I mean, Manaea is kind of our back-end starter so far in terms of performance, and you love when he goes on the mound every fifth day. So I really hope Toddy comes back and Jolyon starts hitting some big time homers. I think if they get Toddy back with one big time bat in which they trade a prospect for, then I think it's enough with where the offense is this year in baseball. Remember, it's everyone is hitting down. But guys, outside of Hosmer and Manny, who are above 330 each, the next highest average is Myers with 233. And then the next highest average there is Ozokar, who I don't really count, Kim at 215. It's pretty crazy. But if the Potters are able to get Jake Cronenworth going, if they're able to get Jake from Rake Farm just continually putting better at-bats at the plate, guys, I'm telling you, Jake Cronenworth is the key to getting this shit going, man. If he is able to get this shit going, it's going to be game changers for the San Diego Padres. I mean, just an absolute game changer if Cronenworth is able to get it going, man. I really hope he's able to. I want the Padres to trade now, get rid of five players, Denelson, Lamet, Will Myers, Craig Stammen. Oh, my God. I don't know. Our starters are the difference. Cobra, Juan Soto, who do you give up, man? I don't know. But again, those are the takeaways, everybody. Those are the takeaways from tonight, chat. Need two more bats. I honestly think it's one bat and it's Tatis. It's one bat and it's one Tatis. And I think this is the honest comment. I really think this is an honest comment. You know, you enjoy your wins, you take them, but there's definitely some underlying issues. Absolutely the first step. And I hope you subscribe to the channel. It seems like you're new. Let's be real, everybody. We are 29-16. We will 110% take that. We will enjoy that. That is awesome. We are a game and a half back in the National League West. We are playing some damn good baseball, and we already know this offense has tons of flaws, and I mean tons of flaws. I mean tons of freaking flaws. But Padres fans, I'm telling you, they saved the day today, and it was brought to you by Lucas Voigt, former New York Yankee, present San Diego Padre, tees off 3-0, down three, bottom of the sixth, 2-2, two outs. Luke Voigt says, hello.
2-2. Voigt hits one, deep, far. That ball is back. That ball is gone. Luke Voigt with a three-run home run. With one swing of the bat, ties the game. Rally snap.
Huge, guys. Just absolutely huge. It's just... congrats, man. Hey, big win, Andrew. That's a big one, everybody. It's a big one. And Sky hits it right on the head. We talked about this, everybody. We almost forgot about this. We said, if we missed Fernando, okay, for the first 50 games, we talked about this. If the Padres were just over 500 at 26-24, we'd be very happy. So let's say relative to where we are. We have a tons of issues with this team, but through 45 games, the Padres are 29-16. And I know the offense has been bad, but let's be real, everybody. So far with this record, my expectations have been exceeded my expectations. And what's even more optimistic, and as I believe, who says it? Richard, the offense can't get much worse. The offense legitimately cannot get that much worse, and they are finding ways to win this game. Again, everybody, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. I hope you join the Hogwatch for year-round exclusive San Diego Padres content. If we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, I will be giving away a Nabil Crismat jersey. So let's smash that subscribe button. Hit the like button on the stream for the YouTube algorithm. And again, I said it one more time. If we were over 500 with 50 games through the year before Nando came back, I would have been ecstatic. I have to be relative, and I cannot get greedy. Thank you so much for the super chat, Matthew. Huxer, who do you think the Padres get at the deadline? Matthew, thank you so much for your super chat. Well, Matthew, I have a new emerging option, okay? And thank you so much for your super chat and your support of the channel. At first, it was JD Martinez because he hits for average and he hits for power. He's a rental. They would put the Padres over the tax. But it's looking like Boston's going to be Boston and be contenders again. I know they lost today to Baltimore, but they've won 8 out of their last 10. They've been playing great baseball. Here's a name that this team will 100% be sellers. He is a rental, and he's a lot safer and lower in terms of prospect capital in order to acquire him, and it's Andrew Benintendi of the Kansas City Royals. The Padres need to put somebody in left field. They need to put somebody in the outfield. Benintendi's hitting 320-plus in Kansas City right now. I'm not expecting that production to be there. Benintendi in his career, 260, 270 guy, not going to give you more than 15 home runs, average defense, but what he does is he gets on base. We just need guys not even to slug that much. It's looking like in today's game in 2022, you may not have to be in the top 10 to be a big time contender in the postseason in terms of slugging numbers. But someone like Benintendi, who hits at 270, can just give you a big time base hit when you need to be. I trust Benintendi over any of the three Padres outfielders right now. And to acquire Benintendi, it wouldn't cost much. He's a rental. He's not a highly touted kind of guy. I think it would be a perfect acquisition to look for the San Diego Padres. That's my like option that I think is makes sense in terms of, you know, value wise. But listen, I hope Boston continues to lose. That is my number one team that I've been looking at for someone like JD Martinez. It's a no brainer. The guy hits 290. He hits 100 bombs. I think he's hitting three. Well, guys, what is JD Martinez hitting right now? It's nuts. It is freaking nuts what JD Martinez is hitting right now. We'll literally look it up together. But we just need Boston to continue to lose, man. Oh my gosh. Do you guys see what Martinez is hitting right now? It's nuts. Oh my goodness. We've been on this forever. He has the best average in the big leagues. I did not even know that. We've been talking about him for a month now. Oh my goodness. Guys, look at Boston. All they're doing is winning. I know they lost tonight, but all they've been doing is winning. You need to hope that they stay in fourth in that division and decide to maybe sell. Bogarts could be a potential person they move. Verdugo could be a potential person they move. Martinez can be a definitely guy they move. He's going to be a rental, so that's a potential option. Take a look at JD Martinez. That would be my number one guy. Now, I don't know. I think Boston's going to get over 500. I think Boston's going to get over 500, but you never know. Wow. Holy cow. Hey, Padres fans, talk about someone like that. Again, everybody, I just tweeted this. Padres ranks home runs, 26 in home runs with 32 total. Slugging percentage, 26 at 354. Batting average, 23rd at 231. Padres are 29-16. Amazing pitching. Is this sustainable? No trade for Soto. No, but it will improve with El Nino back. So that seems like that's the common consensus talking about this offense right now. Again, everybody, welcome to the San Diego Padres postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Honkier, presented by BetOnline.ag. Again, I'm not trying to scream. I want to let it out. This was a big victory tonight. But I just have mixed feelings. Again, Matthew, thank you so much for your donations. To everyone who donates, thank you so much. I just don't know what to feel about this team right now, because it's just another year, guys, where we have no power. I'm in Boulder, Andrew. I'm flying out tomorrow morning. But it's just another one of those seasons, right? Where it's just this team has no power. And how much longer do we need to rely on our starting pitching to be great? Because if our starting pitching goes through that lull, it can get really bad. But also, the devil's advocate is the only way you can go is up. The only way you can go is up. I don't know how Bob Melvin feels right now. You know, these are the conversations, Joey, that Melvin has with AJ Preller, because it's like they know what the identity of this offense is. I think at this point, right, chat, we're 45 games in. We know the identity of this baseball team in relation to specifically like what they are as an offense. I don't know. So here's my issue with Cronenworth. I just think he's pressing a lot at the plate, Sam. It's the strikeouts for me that are alarming, right? You know, we could talk about the lack of quality at bats, but Sam, for me with Jake, it's the striking out a lot. I mean, you're seeing 2+ strikeouts a game right now in big time situations. He's swinging at pitches out of the zone. And what he's also doing is that he's getting caught looking a lot in the zone, which is very unlike Jake, because when Jake is going well, he has some of the best zone discipline and zone presence in all of baseball. And it's just felt weird, right? We all knew that he would have to adjust this year. But I mean, like, guys, take a look. He doesn't chase much, but he's not connecting. So you look at Cronenworth's advanced stats right now. Listen, he doesn't chase.
He doesn't whiff. But what it is, it's that when the ball's in the zone, he's not barreling them up. And quite frankly, he's not creating contact with them. So that's the issue. Last year, he was not chasing as well. But what he was doing is that he was connecting. He was barreling up balls. And he hasn't been doing that this year. Now, the biggest question is going to be, is Jake Cronenworth a good enough player to being able to make an adjustments to his counterpart's adjustments, right? When you talk about good boxers, Floyd Mayweather, all of his opponents had a scouting report on him. They adjusted. And what Floyd did is that he adjusted back to them because he is great. So we need to see Cronenworth kind of be that great guy and being able to adjust. So what are your concern levels, chat, with Jake Cronenworth? Where do you guys stand on Jake Cronenworth? I want to know your genuine thoughts on Jake Cronenworth as we are game 45 into the season. One being Hog, I'm not concerned at all. 10 being Hog, holy shit, you may have been right. You may have dealt him when his value was right. Where do you guys stand on Cronenworth? I'm not actually going to overreact. I'm at like a 6 because I kind of knew this coming into the year that it wasn't going to be as good as last year. That you know the segment where Colin was right and Colin was wrong on Colin Cowherd. This is where Hog was right and where Hog was wrong. I was right on Cronenworth. I was wrong about Joe Musgrove. Five, trade him, keep Cano. Should have traded him when he had a chance, like you said. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's an argument there. I'm at 1,000. I'm at 5. Jake seemed like such a good bet to repeat because of his play discipline and good contact. I just thought the slugging. I didn't think he was really a 20 home run guy. And you're starting to see, you know, I think Cronenworth's projected now 8 home runs this year. So, you know me, Hog, I'm high on Cron. I will give you a 3 on the concern level just because he hasn't performed. Oh, Sky, that's a bit low, man. Sky, that's a bit low. Come on, man. You're more concerned than that. You're more concerned than that. I don't know. You know, it's tough. It's tough. But Padres fans, you know what's amazing? You know what's amazing? Joe Musgrove's pitching tomorrow. We got Joe freaking Musgrove pitching tomorrow, guys. This is a series that I want to sweep. These are the guys you got to sweep because then, chat, we go to St. Louis. Goldschmidt is hotter than what? Say it with me, chat. Paul Goldschmidt is hotter than what? What am I going to say? He's hotter than, I want to see if y'all know what I'm going to say. Now we look at tomorrow. It's Joe Musgrove versus JT Brubaker. Look at those Joe Musgrove numbers, guys. 5-0, 1.90 ERA, 0.94. He's hotter than fish grease. Yes, sir. Here we go, everybody. Musgrove, Brubaker tomorrow. This is a game now. The Padres are 8-0 in Joe Musgrove starts. 8-0 when Joe Musgrove starts. Can they make it 9-0 tomorrow? It's going to be interesting because this is a series now. Listen, we are doing very well. So now I want to show you guys one more thing before we wrap it up on the stream. We were talking about situations where the Padres were getting ready for a very brutal stretch of their schedule right before this road trip. Where are we so far? When we talked about this brutal stretch, it started in Atlanta, okay? 2-1, 4-2, 7-2 after the sweep. After the series loss to the Brewers, they are 8-4 now. They're 9-4 now. If they can sweep these Pirates, they'll be 11-4. And then you kind of go through your final tough stretch in St. Louis, Milwaukee, the Mets, and then it eases up here, okay? So this is, they got 3 more series after this one, and they've proven that they're a legitimate team, and they are, you know, ready to go. And then here we go, everybody. Big-time series in St. Louis. I know all y'all are going to be very, very excited for this. These kind of next few days are a little bit of the dog day games, but these games are very, very important. Remember, it is easy to play up to your competition, but it's easier to play down to the level of your competition. And this would have been an easy game with the San Diego Padres lose. Sky responding to Nate related to Cronenworth, we're saying his numbers tell me that he needs to make an adjustment. He sees pitches well, but when he swings, he's not getting good contact. I believe no matter where he goes, he'll be good. Marcus Semien. What about Marcus Semien? Have you guys seen Marcus Semien's advanced numbers? Guys, the Rangers gave Semien, like, I think over $170 million. Guys, look at these advanced numbers. He has been awful for Texas. Guys, look at these advanced numbers. Marcus Semien, the Rangers are biting themselves. They gave this guy so much money. He has been so bad. So bad for the Texas Rangers. Guys, I'm telling you, look at his stats. I think he's been awful. Yeah, he's been awful this year, guys. I'm telling you, he's hitting one. Oh, my God. Oh, he's hitting 193, zero home runs, 11 RBIs. Guys, take a look at how much money they gave him. So you complain about some contracts. Woo! Wow. I mean, we're mad about Eric Hosmer. This is way worse than Hosmer. Unbelievable. Zero homers. Woo! Damn. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, chat, but Jose Quintana was the is the best pitcher we're going to face this series. Is that correct? Right? Jose Quintana is the best pitcher the Padres are facing this series. So now that they got that out the way, it's hopefully wins galore. It's hopefully let's go now. Let's get some W's and let's keep it going. I think it's that at this point. He had 46 home runs last year. You know, talking about Marcus, Sky, you know, I think there really is a shock with this offense right now. And guys, I do want to mention this. The offense, the baseball's being humidified and the baseball's not traveling as much. It's the best thing that's ever happened to the San Diego Padres. This team hurts. Excuse me. These new baseballs and this offensive going down, it benefits teams that weren't going to slug anyways. This hurts teams that were going to slug big time. Now, some teams are so good that they're still slugging, but the downtick in offense is very, very favorable to the San Diego Padres. Because even going into the year, they were predicating themselves on good starting pitching and defense, and it just helps bolster that case. Okay, it just helps that case. But again, this was the least likely game we were going to win. The Padres did it, and now they just need to sweep these guys. Danza says, "Okay, you guys, it's Friday night. Let's not put the cart before the horse with this sweet crap. Don't go back to last year's swag chain. Padres thinking you're the shit, dude. Weird. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching the stream, but we've been talking about it. I mean." This team has offensive issues. But my main point is these major league-wide offensive problems, they're so helpful for the San Diego Padres because they just need pitching and defense. And listen, it doesn't help anyone. It still sucks. I wish our offense was better, but it helps us more than it helps teams like the Dodgers and whatnot. Joe Musgrove tomorrow, Gore on Sunday, Martinez on Monday, and everybody. Thank gosh we only had a two-game losing streak. They respond. They get it going again. And there you go. We are 29-16 again. We kind of wrap up streams with a little close your eyes sessions. But close your eyes. It's been, you know, it's been a very tough start to the year in terms of the offense. But I was complaining that if the Padres were under 500 in the first 50 games, they just needed to be a game over 500, let's say 26-24. Padres fans. It's May 27th, 10:36 p.m. in San Diego. Close your eyes. Through all the ups and the downs and all the panicking in the Discord, by the way, join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. We are 29-16 through the first 45 games of the year. Oh, and by the way, we are missing our best player, a 6-war player, a top 3 MVP, a 23-year-old phenom from the Dominican Republic who's slated to return in less than 6 weeks. Fernando Tatis Jr. Think about that. Just think about that. We're going to be okay. Okay? Now, should they call up Nomar Mazara? I know he is absolutely crushing it in AAA right now. But who does he replace? That's the biggest question. You know, that's the biggest question. By the way, when the Padres swept the Dodgers on June 23rd last year, they were 45-32. So there's a lot of season left, but it's been unbelievable so far. Again, JD's third had a win total projection of 78 for the San Diego Padres. He's still being negative on the San Diego Padres. JD, I appreciate your support, but How much longer are you going to hold on to that, man? 78 wins for these Padres, JD. I'm not going to speak too early, but you're watching this team's resilience, man, even with all their flaws. And that's that. Now, I don't think we're going to get Pierce back soon, Dalton. I know you're talking about that, but I think he's done for the year. They're not going to mention that yet, but I think Pierce is done for the year. Adams is done for the year. Hopefully Pomeranz is going to be back next month, guys. I'm hearing that he's through a bullpen. And then Morahone just had a really good outing here. I want to see if I can find it. Adrian Morahone just had a really good outing for the double A Sod Poodles. So let me see if I can find it for y'all. Here it is, everybody. Here was Morahone's outing. Every pitch from his outing, 2 scoreless innings, 3 strikeouts. This was his return to double A, everybody.
One, 0-2 from him to Garcia. He chops one.
He'll be back very soon.
Shortstop eats it up. Snaps a throw chance of that tonight. Morahone 0-1. Tap foul. Roick homers 0-2. One ball, 2 strikes a pitch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That 3.
His slider looks so good post TJ. Guys, this is gonna be a big time addition in the Padres bullpen, and he's going to be huge, a big-time starter for the next 10 years with Mackenzie Gore. I'm telling you, the Padres gave this kid over $15 million in the 2016 international signing period, the biggest prospect paid they paid ever. And here he is, everybody.
Y'all in the 7. First pitch to 12. 0-1. Flared over the net. Tony was answered. 0-2. Down in duration. 1-2 to Hare. 2-2 pitch. Chopper. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him on strike. 9-1-2 as Matt Watley. Swing. 0-1 toss. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. First pitch to Ornelas. Just 4. 0-1. Ornelas to the break even. Down the swing events. 2-1.
Telling you guys, kid looks really good. The kid looks really good. These are very important parts that are coming to the Padres bullpen. Listen, you win some, you lose some, you know? Ty France is hitting very well. You don't win every trade you make, man. I'm telling you, you're not going to win every trade you make when you're AJ Preller. There was a tweet the other night talking about AJ Preller's tenure in terms of trades with the San Diego Padres. I'm trying to find it. He actually has a decent tenure. Track history when it comes to trades with the San Diego for the San Diego Padres. It is what it is, man. Nevertheless, everybody, thank you so much for watching. I don't know what this guy Danzo is saying, man, but guys, Emotional Hogs coming back very soon. All right, I'll be back home tomorrow. Subscribe to the channel, smash the like button. We got merchandise coming out soon. We got these emojis coming out soon. So thank you guys so much for all your support. I'm so tired. It's been such a long last few days, everybody. Thank you guys for watching me, rocking with me. It's been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Big win, everybody. Hey, before everyone leaves, one more round. I want all of y'all. Why not us? Why not this team? It may be ugly, but fans, why not us? Padres want their slogan to be time to shine. We're going to make it. Why not us? Everybody, clocking out from the Mile High City. Take care. I'll see all your beautiful faces tomorrow night for the San Diego Padres Pittsburgh Pirates postgame show. We got No Joe on the mound. It's been your boy Hog, everybody. And I'm signing out. Peace.